website, abzockypodcast.com. It's on iTunes. For those of you that are new on iTunes and are just picking me up now, I really appreciate the new listening. And for those of you that have followed me all along, thank you so much, too. You can find everything you need at abzockypodcast.com as far as the podcast goes. And a little bit later in the show, I'll cover everything else, all the other places that you can find me. So anyways, thank you for your time. If you're looking for episode number 45, I did a collaboration podcast with my buddy James Tape Lake Graylian from the Rink Podcast, rinkpodcast.com, for those of you looking for him. And we did that last time. That was my episode number 45. So give that a listen. I think you'll like it. We'll be doing that as often as we can in the future. I hope you like that show. For those of you that are new to the show, my name's Jay Veen. I live near Denver. I watch every Avalanche game. I go to about 20 games a year, and I just really love Avalanche hockey. I'm not an Avalanche representative or anything like that. I just love hockey and love the Avs, and I wanted to pass that passion along to other people that enjoy the Avalanche as well. So thank you so much for the listening, and looking forward to talking to you and hearing from you in the future. Like I do on every show, let's start out with jersey number. The jersey numbers that match the episode number. So we're on episode number 46 in Avalanche history, in Avs Hockey Podcast history. And I actually knew this one off the top of my head for whatever reason. The only number 46 in Avalanche history was Yuri Bubenko. He was a second-round draft pick in 1996 of the Avalanche. And he played in three games during the 2000 and 2001 season, and he scored 0 points. So this will be the obscure Yuri Bubenko edition of the Avs Hockey Podcast. You're home for pretty much everything Avalanche. So let's go ahead and get into the game. Since my last show, there were 9 of them. I know it's been a while, but I do the best I can. This was game number 24 of the season, Monday, November 23rd, against the Philadelphia Flyers. And the Avalanche won this one 5-4. This was Ian LaPerriere's return to Pepsi Center. We miss him. I think he... let's just say that there's really no Avalanche fan that would take David Krejci over Ian LaPerriere. I'm not sure whether it was the money issue. I'm not sure whether because Ian LaPerriere wanted a multi-year deal, but he is missed definitely here in Denver, and he always will be. So it was good to see him a couple nights later. He took a slap shot to the face. Took several of his teeth out. I'm trying to think 7. He had 50 stitches in his mouth and his lip, and he comes back and plays in the game. And that's why we love Lappy, and that's why any hockey fan loves Lappy. You won't meet anybody unless he's playing against your team often and just doing what Lappy does, who does not like Lappy. So there you go, Ian LaPerriere back at Pepsi Center in an orange uniform. We miss him. In the first period, the Avalanche start the scoring early. A minute and 1 second into the game, David Jones scores his 9th of the season from Wojciech Wolski and Paul Stastny. The Avalanche take a 1-0 lead. Paul Stastny then scores 5:32 into the first period, his 5th of the season, from Kyle Komiski to give the Avalanche a 2-0 lead. And then late in the first period, Danny Briere scores his 9th in 1926 to get the Flyers back within one. In the second period, scoring started early again, except by the other team. Jeff Carter scored his 8th of the year at 29 seconds to tie the game at 2, and then the Avalanche took over. 6:03 into the second period, Cody McLeod his 5th of the year from Radar O'Reilly and Chris Stewart to give the Avalanche a 3-2 lead. Scott Hennin scored his 2nd of the year from Paul Stastny, and then Danny Briere hit Scott Hannon and got a 2-game suspension. That was interesting. 9:06 in the second period, the Avalanche take a 4-2 lead, and then David Jones scores his 2nd of the game, his 10th of the season, from Ryan O'Reilly and John Michael Lyles at 15:16, and the Avalanche take a 5-2 lead into the third period. There was 2 goals by the Flyers to make things pretty interesting. Danny Briere scored his second of the game at 11:17 of the third, and then Jeff Carter scored a power play goal, 15:21, his 2nd of the game as well, to get the Flyers back in within one goal, but the Avalanche hang on for the victory here. The Avalanche outshot in the third period 19-4, and I'll talk about some numbers in a little bit. That's kind of a disturbing trend lately. Ray Emery started in goal for the Flyers. He was pulled out to the Avalanche's 4th goal. He stopped 13 of 17 shots. He was really shaky that night. And then Brian Boucher came in and stopped 13 of 14 shots after that. And Craig Anderson for our Avalanche, 30 saves on 34 shots. Here's your notables. Danny Briere, 2 goals, 2 assists. Jeff Carter, 2 goals. And Scott Hartnell, with his mullet flowing in the breeze, 2 assists. Paul Stastny for the Avalanche, a goal and 2 assists. Ryan O'Reilly, 2 assists. And David Jones, 2 goals on the night. The Avalanche win this one Monday, November 23rd, against the Flyers at Pepsi Center, 5-4. All right, 25th game of the season, Wednesday, November 25th. The Avalanche beat the Avalanche didn't beat the Nashville Predators. They lost in overtime to the Preds, 4-3 at Pepsi Center. In the first period, J.P. Dumont on the power play and Marcel Gotch gave the Predators a 2-0 lead over the Avalanche. And then the Avalanche comes storming back in the second period. 3:39 into the period, Ryan Wilson scores his second from Milan Hayduk to cut the lead to one. And then Milan Hayduk scored his 11th of the year on the power play from David Jones and Kyle Quincy to tie the game up at 2 at 11-12. At 14:35, Marek Spato scored his sixth from Chris Stewart and Brett Clark to give the Avalanche a 3-2 lead. And then the big stud from the blue line for the Preds, Shea Weber, scored his sixth of the year on the power play with a big slap shot, 18:07 in the second period. And that tied the game at 3. No scoring in the third period. And then the only goal in the overtime period, David Leguan scored at 3:07 into the overtime to give the Predators a 4-3 lead, or 4-3 win, pardon me. The Avalanche were pretty much on borrowed time here anyways because Steve Sullivan broke in wide open after on a breakaway a few minutes earlier before the Leguan goal. And Craig Anderson extended the game, but not by much. Oh, well. Pekka Rinne stopped 19 to 22 shots for the Preds, and Craig Anderson stopped 23 of 27 shots. Shea Weber for the Preds, a goal and assist, and Jason Arnett. We're just used to him having big games no matter what uniform he's wearing, whether it's the Stars uniform or the Oilers uniform or the Preds uniform. He's just always been big. Two assists and four shots for the Preds. John Michael Lyles for the Avalanche, four shots, and Milan Hayduk, a goal and assist for our Avalanche that game. Wednesday, November 25th, the Avalanche lose against the Predators in overtime, 4-3. The 26th game of the season, Friday, November 26th, at the Minnesota Wild, the XL Energy Center, the Avalanche lose this one like they usually do against the Wild, 5-3. I've got a stat just a little bit. I never realized the Wild were dominating the Avalanche during the regular season by so much lately, but I'll let you know. In the first period, the Avalanche take a 1-0 lead. Kyle Quincy scored his third of the year from Matt Duchene and Craig Anderson, the assist machine, at 5:58 to give the Avalanche a 1-0 lead. And then another Avalanche killer that we've come to know and love, Owen Nolan scores a goal 9:28 in the first period to tie the game at 1. In the second period, 2:48 in, Chuck Kobosu scores his second of the season. I'll go back to him to give Minnesota Wild a 2-1 lead. And then Paul Stastny comes back a little less than 2 minutes later, his sixth of the year on the power play from Chris Stewart and John Michael Lyles to tie the game at 2. That was at 4:41. A minute 19 later, then Chuck Kobosu at 6 minutes of the second period scored his third of the season, his second of the period. From, I don't know, it doesn't matter. I don't cover assists from the visiting team. Oh, well. 3-2, Minnesota leads 6 minutes in the second period. And then Chris Stewart comes back, scores his second of the season from Wojciech Wolski to tie the game at 3 going into the third period. Third period, pretty entertaining, but, of course, an old Avalanche player is going to come back and bite us. And Andrew Brunette scored his ninth of the year on the power play at 11:02. And then Chuck Kobosu finishes off his hat trick in 1942, the third period in the empty net, and the Wild take a 5-3 victory. Craig Anderson, 27 saves on 31 shots, and Nicholas Backstrom for the Wild, 31 saves on 34 shots. Notables, Greg Zannon for the Wild, 2 assists and 4 shots. Mikko Koivu, 3 assists. Owen Nolan, a goal and 6 shots. Chuck Kobosu, the hat trick on 4 shots. And Andrew Brunette, a goal and an assist. John Michael Lyles for the Avalanche, an assist and 5 shots. And Chris Stewart for the Avs, a goal, assist, and 4 shots. All right, Friday, November 27th, the Avalanche lose this one to the Wild at XL Energy Center, 5-3. All right, the 27th game of the season was Saturday, November 28th, also against the Wild, a little home-and-home series for the Avalanche and the Wild. The Avalanche lose this one in the shootout, 3-2, 8:22 into the first period. Matt Hendricks takes the lead for the Avalanche, scores his third of the season from Chris Durno and Adam Foote. And then Matt Duchene scores on the power play, his fourth of the year, from Paul Stastny and Wojciech Wolski at 17:40. And the Avalanche take a 2-0 lead into the second period. Eric Bélanger scores his fifth of the season, 57 seconds into the second period. And the Avalanche are also outshot 14-3 in the second period, but they do escape with a 2-1 lead going into the third. And then one of my favorite hockey names in the game today, 11:14 in the third period, Gilo. And then I screw it up. See what I do? Anyways, third period, 11:14. Guillaume Latendresse scores his third of the season and gives the Wild, ties the game back up at 2. Mikko Koivu and Andrew Ebbett score on the shootout for the Wild, and they take the 3-2 win in the shootout. Josh Harding stopped 20 saves on 22 shots, and Craig Anderson, 34 saves on 36 shots. Owen Nolan, Guillaume Latendresse, and James Shepard for the Wild, 4 shots, and Wojciech Wolski, 6 shots for the Avalanche in this one. Let me cover one more game. Saturday, November 28th, the Avalanche losing the shootout against the Wild 3-2. All right, game number 28 for the season, Monday, November 30th, the Avalanche at Tampa against the Lightning win this one 3-0. The Avalanche score 1 goal in each period, a nice even attack here. Matt Duchene scores his fifth from Chris Stewart in the first period, and then Duchene again, his second of the game, his sixth of the season on the power play from Chris Stewart and Paul Stastny, and Wojciech Wolski, his 10th of the season. On an empty net at 19:46 from T.J. Gagliardi. Wojciech Volski missed the open net and then was nice enough to give the pass, get the pass back from TJ Gagliardi. But I'm thinking Wojciech Volski needs to hit TJ Gagliardi along the far side wide open, first of all, instead of trying to shoot at the open net. But, you know, I think every once in a while Wojciech Volski tries a little bit too hard to get some goals. You never see him. What a great pass by Wojciech Volski. You don't hear that very often, but okay. Anyways, Craig Anderson, 33 saves for this game, his third shutout of the season, and Antero Nidimaki, 26 saves on 28 shots for the Lightning. Matt Duchene, 2 goals on 4 shots. Chris Stewart, 2 assists, had 4 shots on net. And Ryan O'Reilly, 5 shots for our Avs in this game. And Monday, November 30th, birthday of champions, by the way. The Avalanche beat the Tampa Bay Lightning in Tampa 3-0. I'll be right back. I'll cover the other 4 games that I need to get you caught up on, and then we'll cover all the news and notes and all the injury updates and who's coming and going from Lake Erie. And then we'll cover all the upcoming games and all that. So I don't know how to do it if you're new. Catching you up on games that we've missed since the last show. Game number 29 for the Avalanche, Wednesday, December 2nd. The Avalanche lose this one 6-5 to the Florida Panthers in Florida in a shootout. 2 Steven Weiss goals in the first period put the Panthers up 2-0. In the second period, Chris Stewart and Matt Duchene scored, but so does Steven Weiss and Nathan Horton for Florida, and Florida takes a 4-2 lead into the third period. The Avalanche then score 3 out of the 4 goals scored in the third period. Paul Stastny at 4:49. Dominic Moore for the Panthers at 7:41. And then the Avalanche scores two goals in the final minute. Pretty exciting ending on this one. Matt Duchene scored his second of the game at 19:07. And then TJ Gagliardi scored his second of the season at 19:44 to force overtime. The Avalanche steal a point here for sure. The Avalanche lose in a 5-round shootout, but steal a point, like I said, with 2 late goals in the third period. Craig Anderson, 39 goals on 40, 39 goals. That would be a record. They would have pulled him way before that. All right, 39 saves on 44 shots. He left the game after being run by Panther defenseman Keith Ballard, who's a goalie. He demolishes goalies is what he does. Peter Budaj came in 42 seconds left in overtime, and then he stopped 0 shots in the overtime, but also did a pretty good job in the shootout. So I'll talk more about Peter Budaj. He's done a pretty good job lately. Scott Clemenson for the Panthers, 29 saves on 34 shots. Wojciech Volski for the Avalanche, an assist and 6 shots in this game. Matt Duchene, 2 goals, an assist and 7 shots. Chris Stewart, a goal, 2 assists, 4 shots on net, and 19 penalty minutes sticking up for his teammates. I don't mind people taking a 10-minute misconduct at 2, 5, and 10 when they're sticking up for their teammates like they should. Good job, Chris Stewart. Paul Stastny, a goal, 3 assists and 4 shots, and TJ Gagliardi, a goal and an assist. Steven Weiss for the Panthers, a hat trick and 6 shots. Nathan Horton, a goal and assist. Brian McCabe, 2 assists, and Steven Reinprecht, the old Avalanche, I wouldn't say favorite, but old Avalanche player, Stanley Cup winner, by the way, 3 assists for the Panthers. So on Wednesday, December 2nd, the Avalanche lose in a shootout to the Panthers, but do steal a point. They lose this one 6-5. Game number 30, Thursday, December 3rd, the Avalanche at the Pittsburgh Penguins in the igloo, and they lose this one 4-1. Avalanche take the lead 5:02 in the first period. TJ Gagliardi scores his third of the season from Darcy Tucker and Wojciech Volski. And then Sidney Crosby scores his 18th goal of the season at 19:53 the first period to tie the game up at 1. Late goals are killer, whether you give them up in the first or the second period, or if it's a close game, obviously in the third period, late goals are big. But late goals in any period just seem to really change the course of any game. So the more you watch hockey, the more you realize those are big. It was a pretty goal, but it was late nonetheless. And 1-1 going in the second period. No scoring in the second period. And then in the third period, the Pens kind of took over. 7-15 into the third period. Bill Guerin scores on the power play to give the Pens a 2-1 lead. And then 2 empty net goals, one by Jordan Staal and one by Sidney Crosby, helped defeat the Avs 4-1. This was a closer game than the score would obviously indicate. The Avalanche were outshot 14-1 in the third period, and they had 16 shots on net overall. That's not going to quite get it done. Peter Budaj, 29 saves on 31 shots, and Marc-Andre Fleury for the Pens, 15 saves on 16 shots. Jordan Staal, goal and assist of Evgeny Malkin three assists on and four shots, and Sidney Crosby, two goals and assists. Pittsburgh's stars were the best players on the ice, and that's how you win most games in the NHL, kind of how you win Stanley Cups as well. So TJ Gagliardi had a goal called back 8:14 in the second period, and it appeared to give the Avalanche 2-1 lead at the time. It was a bad call. Ask anybody. It was not a very – I mean, if there's still enough time for him to get his stick in between Marc-Andre Fleury's pads and poke the puck in, the referee obviously shouldn't be blowing his whistle that quickly, but the old intent to blow the whistle thing comes back and gets the Avalanche. They've been kind of killed by that lately, but you also need to get more than 16 shots on net. Referee never costs anybody the game. I don't care how you look at it, and the Avalanche, like I said, were outshot 14-1 in the third period. That's not going to win many games, and 16 shots total, like I said, just isn't going to get it done. So the Avalanche on Thursday, December 3rd at the Pittsburgh Penguins in the Igloo lose this one 4-1. Game number 31 for the Avalanche, Saturday, December 5th at Columbus against the Blue Jackets. The Avalanche win this one 3-2. No scoring in the first period. In the second period, the Avalanche score a couple goals. 6:46, Wojciech Wolski, his 11th of the season, from Paul Stastny and Scott Hannon. And then at 15:21, Milan Hajduk scores his 12th of the year from Matt Duchene and Ryan Wilson. The Avalanche take a 2-0 lead into the locker room for the in the second period. And then the third period, 4:19 into the third period, Jason Chimera scores his 6th of the year to cut the lead, Avs lead in half, 2-1. And then 39 seconds later, Chris Stewart scores his 4th of the year from Wojciech Wolski and Peter Budaj at 4:58 to give the Avalanche a 3-1 lead. 15:32, Jakub Voracek for the Blue Jackets scores his 7th to get the Blue Jackets within 1, and that's as close as they got. A few nervous moments at the end of the game, including stuff in attempt at the side of the net that actually went underneath the goal in between. It's kind of hard to explain, but it went in without going in. For those of you that saw it, you know exactly what I'm saying. But the Avalanche hang on. The Avalanche outshot 15-4 in the third period. So between the Penguins game and between the Blue Jackets game, the Avalanche are outshot 29-5 in the third period. One's a win, one's a loss. It sure does make a difference. It sure does feel a little different. Even though you've been outshot 29-5, if you lost both of those, everybody's talking about it. But you come out with a win and a loss, and then not everybody's quite as worried about it. Peter Budaj, 29 saves on 31 shots, and Steve Mason for the Columbus Blue Jackets, 16 saves on 19 shots. Wojciech Wolski, a goal assist and 6 shots, and then a bunch of people. Let's see, R.J. Enberger, 5 shots for the Blue Jackets. Jason Chimera, a goal assist and 4 shots. Rick Nash was a -2 and only had 4 shots on net. Only. That's how Rick Nash plays. The Avalanche always have a shot at beating Blue Jackets if Rick Nash is held off the scoreboard. So that's good. The Avalanche, December 5th against the Blue Jackets in Columbus. Win that one, 3-2. All right, a couple more games coming at you. Game number 32, Monday, December 7th at the St. Louis Blues. The Avalanche win this one 4-0. Late power play goal by Chris Stewart in the first period, his 5th of the season, from Kyle Quincy and John Michael Lyles at 19:49. A beautiful tip from in front of the net. In the second period, 6:08 into it, Paul Stastny scores his 8th of the season from Wojciech Wolski and Chris Stewart. And at 13:53, Chris Stewart scored his 6th of the season, his 2nd of the game from John Michael Lyles and Wojciech Wolski, another beautiful tip from in front of the net. And then at 12:44, the third period, Matt Duchene scores his 9th of the year from Wojciech Wolski to give the Avalanche a 4-0 lead. A couple of big hits in this game by Ryan Wilson, who's doing a pretty good job on both ends of the ice. It's good to see him up and doing so well. Two penalties all game long, one for each team, so this game didn't take very long, so that was good. The Avalanche once again outshot by a large margin in the third period, 17-3. So in the last three games, Penguins, Columbus, and St. Louis, the Avalanche outshot 46-8 in the last three periods. Two wins help hide that fact, but the team can't be happy with that effort in the third period, and hopefully they can take care of that and not make that something they need to take care of over a long period of time. Peter Budaj, 35 saves, his first shutout of the season. The Blues missed the net over 20 times with shots this game as well. The Blues are off this year. I don't know what it is. Chris Mason, 18 saves on 22 shots, and the Avalanche win this one 4-0. I need to take back some stuff I said about Peter Budaj in with my conversations with James Tapley-Gralian and also in episode number 44 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. You're known for lots of stuff, Avalanche. Peter Budaj's looked solid lately. He's done a good job. I think him knowing that he's going to be in the lineup and going to be playing makes a big difference. Anybody who's played sports before knows it sucks to be a backup, and you're never quite ready to play until you get a little rhythm going. So Peter Budaj, I give you some credit. He's done a good job, and it's good to know he still has some solid effort left in him. So I'll take that back. I'm not too big to say that. All right. John Michael Lyles, 2 assists in this game. Wojciech Wolski with the playmaker, 3 assists. And Chris Stewart, 2 beautiful tip-in goals, an assist, and 5 shots. Blues have the worst home record in the league. It's good to see the Avalanche take care of business there. And the Avalanche finished the 5-game road trip with a 3-1-1 record. Can't complain about that. Chris Stewart's presence in front of the net was the difference in front of the game, and he's the guy I was talking about in the intro, who needs to park his big self right in front of the opposition's net more often. So there you go. Monday, December 7th, the Avalanche win at St. Louis against the Blues 4-0. All right, last game, the Wednesday, December 9th, against the Minnesota Wild. The Avalanche lose this one 1-0. Let's see. I think I missed a game. Hang on a second. Yeah, I sure did. I'll have to get back to it. 5:57 into the first period, Antti Miettinen scores his 8th of the season on the rebound, and the defense basically lets Peter Budaj down. Another Duchene goal gets called back. It was a decent call on that one, but still, it's interesting to see all the goals get called back. Peter Budaj stopped 21 of 22 shots, and Nicklas Backstrom 20 saves. Only 20 shots for the Avalanche in this one. That was Backstrom's first shutout of the season. The Wild are 12-1-2 against the Avalanche in their last 15 regular season games. I didn't realize the dominance was that glaring, but there you go. Little perspective for you. Overall, pretty boring game, just like the Wild like it, especially without their big stud defenseman, Brent Burns. So the Avalanche lose to the Minnesota Wild on Wednesday, December 9th at Pepsi Center, 1-0. All right, and the last game between last show and this show was Friday, December 11th. The Avalanche beat the Tampa Bay Lightning at Pepsi Center. They win this one in a shootout 2-1. Steve Downing scores his 6th of the season, 12-12 into the first period. Craig Anderson with a few awesome saves, and the defense needs to clear the puck probably before a third rebound becomes available to the opposition. And they do what they should do. They bury it and get a 1-0 lead. No scoring the second period, and then the third period, Wojciech Wolski scores his 12th from Paul Stastny and Ryan Wilson. That was a 6th assist of the year, Ryan Wilson. He's doing, like I said, good job on both ends of the ice. A nice surprise. This was off Wojciech Wolski's hip and into the net. Sometimes you just need a bounce, and the Avalanche have been looking for one for a little bit, especially between the 1-0 loss. This was their first goal in over 2 full games. It was 122 minutes without an Avalanche goal. So if you were feeling kind of you needed a goal horn, that's why you felt that way. But anyways, Wojciech Wolski scores the only goal of the shootout to give the Avalanche a 2-1 win against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Martin St. Louis for the Lightning, an assist in 4 shots, and Vincent LeCavalier, an assist in 3 shots. It's good to keep them kind of under control, kind of like Rick Nash in Columbus. If you can keep those guys under wraps, you'll be all right most of the time. John Michael Lyles, 4 shots in this game. Wojciech Wolski, a goal and 6 shots. And Paul Stastny, an assist and 5 shots. So there you have it. The Avalanche on Friday, December 11th, against the Tampa Bay Lightning and Pepsi Center, win that one in a shootout 2-1. All right, I'll be right back. Plenty of news and notes, comings and goings from Lake Erie in Cleveland to tell you about. And I've got all kinds of other stuff for you as well as another Avalanche. Song. I need to use that a little more often. Here are your news and notes since the last show. Actually, since about 2 shows ago. But here you go. I'm keeping you up to date with everything. This is the Yuri Babenko edition, by the way. Episode number 46, jersey number 46. Stay with me here, everyone. All right, November 26th, the Avalanche reassigned center T.J. Henzik to Lake Erie in the AHL after he cleared waivers, and the Avalanche recalled defenseman Brian Fahey and left winger Chris Durno from Lake Erie as well. On November 27th, the Avalanche placed Adam Foote on injury reserve with a jaw injury. And then the next day, on the 28th, they activated him from the IR, which is kind of a strange move. I think it was more of a cat move, and I think that was to make room for Brian Fahey, who never played in the game for the Avalanche. But anyways, Matt Hendricks was also activated on the 28th. Foote had missed the last 5 games with a jaw injury. And Matt Hendrick had missed the last 6 with a groin injury. To make room for these two coming back, the Avalanche placed defenseman Kyle Komiski on injured reserve with a foot injury, and they placed defenseman Tom Pricing on waivers, and he eventually made his way down to Lake Erie as well. So between them not playing well, between Hensick and Pricing not playing well, and them also having fairly large contracts for minor leaguers, they're now down in Lake Erie. So Interesting to see that. On the 29th, on November 29th, the Avalanche recalled right winger Brian Wilsey from Lake Erie in the American Hockey League in Cleveland, the Lake Erie Monsters. For those of you that don't know the Avalanche that well. Milan Hayduk was out due to a knee injury suffered in the third period of November 27th game against the Wild, and he was back a couple games later. I'll cover that. November 30th, the Avalanche reassigned defenseman Tom Pricing to Lake Erie after he cleared waivers. On December 3rd, the Avalanche recalled goaltender Tyler Wyman from Lake Erie to take Craig Anderson's place on the roster after Keith Ballard came in and took him out. He came back a little bit later. I'll cover that. I'm getting ahead of myself. Sorry. To make room for Wyman, the Avalanche reassigned right winger Brian Wilsey to Lake Erie. And then Milan Hayduk on the 3rd also returned back into the lineup after missing three games with a knee injury. On December 7th, Avalanche center Matt Duchene was named the NHL's third star of the week that ended on December 6th. He had multiple goals in consecutive games, 4 goals, 2 assists overall, 2 goals against the Lightning on November 30th, and then 2 goals against the Panthers on December 2nd. He was at the time fourth among NHL rookies with 8 goals and 10 assists in 31 games on the year. Congratulations, Matt Duchene. Keep up the good work. We are enjoying watching you work. December 8th, the Avalanche recalled left winger Justin Mercier from Lake Erie, and the Avalanche also reassigned left winger Chris Durno to Lake Erie. On December 10th, because Craig Anderson got healthy, the Avalanche reassigned goaltender Tyler Wyman back to the Lake Erie Monsters in the AHL. And then December 11th, like I said, Avalanche goaltender Craig Anderson returned the lineup after missing 4 games with a neck injury. Peter Budaj played really, really well, like I said, replacing Craig Anderson while Andy was out. And I'll definitely take back most of the stuff I said about him, like I said. This just announced yesterday, basically, but Milan Hayduk, I guess, will miss tonight's game with his knee injury. Acting up to take everybody's place who's hurt now, the Avalanche recalled left winger Ryan Stoa and defenseman Derek Peltier from Lake Erie, and the Avalanche reassigned Brian Fahey to Lake Erie without playing any game again for the Avalanche. So I also lost this in the mix, but David Jones also blew out his knee. I forgot who it was against. But anyways, left ACL tear. He's out for the season. A big chunk of the Avalanche's offense now out, so that's too bad. But when Jones is out, obviously, and Milan Hayduk is out, I'm a little bit worried about the Calgary game tonight, but we'll see. That's why they actually play the game. I'll give you a quick standings update, and then we'll move along. The Avalanche are tied for first in the Northwest Division with 42 points with the Flames. Sorry, that happens. I have to cough. 3 games in hand for the Flames, which means they can pick up 6 possible points. They also have 1 extra win over the Avalanche, and so that means they're actually in first place. But when it comes to the points, they're tied. So tonight's a pretty big game. Any Northwest Division games are big, and that's no exception for tonight. So I'll let you know about that in a second. The Avalanche are 5th in the Western Conference with 42 points. And just for perspective, they're tied for 7th in the league. If anybody would have said the Avalanche at this point, 34 games in the season, would be tied for 7th in the league, would you take it before the season started? And I think all of us would take it undoubtedly. So good job by the Avalanche so far. Pretty effective start. They just need to be consistent and keep playing hard and playoff hockey. Here's your news and notes for episode 146 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. You're home for most everything Avalanche. Uniform, but he was the only 46 in Avalanche uniform history, so there you go. Little history lesson for you. All right, here's your upcoming games for the Avalanche. Sunday, December 13th against the Flames. That's tonight, 6 p.m. Mountain Time start at Pepsi Center. No Hayduk makes me nervous, but that's why you actually play the game, so it'll be interesting to see how the Avalanche do without Hayduk for a game or two. I don't know. We'll see. Tuesday, December 15th, the Avalanche will play the Capitals at Pepsi Center, 7:30 p.m. start on that one. Got to see Ovechkin. I'll be there for that one as well. Also, Mike Keane night. The Avalanche will be honoring Mike Keane. Cup winner, came over in the Patrick Waugh deal. Mike Keane, stud. He was still playing as of last year, I believe, and I think he might still be playing, but still living the dream. Mike Keane night, Tuesday, December 15th. Go check it out. Saturday, December 19th, the Avalanche will play the Blue Jackets at Pepsi Center. That'll be a regular 7 p.m. start time on that. And that's the end of the five-game homestand for the Avalanche. Monday, December 21st, the Avalanche will play at the Wild. That'll be a 6 p.m. Mountain Time start on that one. And then back-to-back nights again, Tuesday, December 22nd, the Avalanche will play the Ducks at Pepsi Center. That'll be an 8 p.m. start time on that. Saturday, December 26th, the Avalanche will play against the Stars at Pepsi Center. That'll be a 7 p.m. start time, and that'll be Adam Deadmarsh night. So he'll be in the building anyways because it's kind of his job, but it'll be good to see the Avalanche honor him as well. So go out and support your Avalanche alumni. That was the end of that. That game marks the end of a home stretch. The Avalanche five of six games at home. So it's about time they play a few games at home. Wednesday, December 30th, the Avalanche will play at Ottawa against the Senators. That'll be a 5 p.m. start on that. Thursday, December 31st, more back-to-back, the Avalanche will play at the Red Wings. And then Saturday, January 2nd, the Avalanche will play at the Blue Jackets. All three of those games, the 30th, the 31st, and January 2nd, 5 p.m. starts for those. So make sure you're supporting your Avalanche through those games. I know you will be because you're Avalanche faithful. It's all good. All right, here's where you can find me, especially for you new users that might be catching me on iTunes. Check out my new website, AvsHockeyPodcast.com. Lots of help from my podcasting partner, James Tape-Legrelian from the Rink Podcast, RinkPodcast.com. But please come see what we've done. The new site's sweet, and I'd love for you to come join me there. I'm also on Twitter, AvsHKYPodcast, Avs Hockey Podcast. I had to shorten hockey because Twitter only allows 15 characters in your username, and Avs Hockey Podcast is 16. So I had to shorten it up, but come join me on Twitter. I tweet between games, during games sometimes when I can, and lots of other times. AvsHKYPodcast. You can also catch me on Facebook. I have a fan page on Facebook, so just search for the Avs Hockey Podcast. You'll find me, become a fan. I'll keep you up to date as far as everything Avalanche. Not everything, most everything. And then my email address, avalanchepodcast@comcast.net. You can email me anytime, suggestions, say hi, whatever you want to do. You can message me on Facebook and tweet me on Twitter, too. So that's kind of gross, tweet me on Twitter. But anyways, those of you on Twitter know what I'm talking about. Also, the avalanchetalk.com blog, Kevin Nash, my buddy from – it's actually been a couple seasons now. You can check out his new blog. I blog there every once in a while, but I actually have my own site now. So I might be blogging a couple different places, but avalanchetalk.com. Anyways, that's about it. That's a lot. I know I've covered a ton. I make a show whenever I can, so there you go. Episode number 46, the Yuri Babenko edition of the Avs Hockey Podcast is all taken care of. Happy holidays from all of us here at the Avs Hockey Podcast to you and your family. All of us, meaning me. So I'm just wishing you a very happy holidays no matter what you celebrate. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate your loyalty, and I hope I give you what you need as far as Avalanche fan, as far as your Avalanche fan stuff goes. If there's anything you need, please contact me, Twitter, Facebook, email address, avalanchepodcast@comcast.net, whatever. I can take care of you. So I can even get into your dreams. I had a tweet from my buddy Eric Sylvester, who said he had a dream about the Avs Hockey Podcast. So I know I'm getting big when I'm getting people subconscious. So, Eric, thank you so much for being a fan. And I don't know. I'm stalking you, man. Anyways, that's about it. Happy holidays, like I said. I will see you guys in a couple weeks, and we'll do it all over again. So until then, take care. Let's go, Avs. See everyone next time.